be taken on how this, the federal guidance can be applied. And there are a lot of specifics listed in that state FAQ, and that is on the same website that cities and counties have access to. We've already received several questions from city administrators, mayors, sheriff's offices, before the announcement, when the governor announced a month ago that they should start tracking expenditures. And then even since the announcement yesterday, we've had a lot of questions. And as we continue to get questions, we'll continue to add that FAQ so that other cities and counties can share that information.
Question for you. Darla Drew, Rapid City Council. Is there any plan for a statewide task force for recovery of the COVID or city task force for COVID recovery?
Well, we have been having phone calls with individuals in communities and have been leading the response. So our Department of Health has worked extensively with local leaders, with mayors, county commissioners, and folks on the ground to respond. To set up a formal task force at this point is not something that we have done, although we're considering to look at what the future holds for us. And I will be very clear with folks that we are not done with the virus. It is still here in South Dakota, and I anticipate that in the coming days we could see decreases in active cases, but we also could see increases, and that is something that we need to be prepared for. So this allocation of $200 million that's going out to cities and counties is the first step so that we can get some dollars in their pockets and make sure that they can maintain services to the public, but that there will be more programs in the coming days that the legislature will be a part of to make sure that we are responding to the people of South Dakota and getting them the help that they need. And the legislators have been fantastic at giving us feedback from their districts across the state as well as to what might be needed for insight and wisdom in the coming days.
Thank you.
Governor, is there hope at this point? Is there any hope at this point for money to come forward to replace lost revenue?
I'm still hoping for some flexibility in federal guidance. It's the Treasury Department that would give us the ability to do that. And also Congress could add it to another bill that might be passed. So we've been talking to our senators and to Congressman Johnson about putting language in the next stimulus bill that they may pass to give us the ability to replace revenue loss, not just for the state, but for cities and for counties as well. It's going to be dramatically more impactful at the state and at the city level because of sales tax revenues that have been impacted. And we've already seen that, but I do think that for the next year or 2 years, we can continue to see businesses struggle because of what has happened with the virus in these last several months. So that is still something I'm asking for, but we haven't received any relief on that.
Can you talk about why
we went out to all of the cities and counties and looked at what their potential costs were for several months, talked to them about what kind of response they had to put on the ground, what kind of law enforcement or public safety measures they had to incorporate, what they spent on PPE, delivering that to folks, putting people up in shelters, and then started with a number that we knew would be higher than what those costs were and make sure that we could allocate it out as needed. So this will be the first step. There's more revenue here, but I always remind people too that if it's the state of South Dakota, there will be audited on how these dollars are spent, and so that's why we're making sure we're doing it responsibly and that there's an accountability measure that built into it to make sure that we're following the guidance and the statute that was passed at the federal level to use it in a manner for which it was intended.
I follow up with you, Mayor. Do you like the city to have 17.5?
Well, having just received the notification yesterday, we haven't really had an opportunity to put pencil paper, but I would say yes, especially given how the first responders' time and efforts and their budgets have been dominated by COVID and COVID-related issues. So, and the year is not over. So we're halfway through the year. Who knows, we're probably halfway through the pandemic, and I anticipate much more.
Well, good morning again, Governor. Thank you for taking the time to come out and make the presentation. We appreciate the support from the state on it. the law enforcement, like many in healthcare business or frontline with the COVID-19 crisis, and for that matter, all first responders are. And, we've dealt with COVID-19 directly in our facilities at the jail and care campus, both with clients and inmates who have had it, both with staff who have had it as well, and working with people in the community. So the direct impact on the county, a lot of dollars on personal protective equipment, PPE, so we've helpful to recover some of those costs. We're working with our fire office over the next few months to be trying to cover those costs for the county, and it'll be helpful for the county's budget as a whole, which again makes it easier for the community so that burden isn't passed on to the taxpayers. So, thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to thank Governor Nomar's leadership of COVID-19 from the beginning. She's been in contact with our county since the beginning of COVID-19. We really appreciate everything she's done for us. We also like to thank the $7.5 million that will be coming to our county. We love you. Sheriff Holman's right. We have a lot of areas on the care campus. We do a lot of humanitarian areas for Pennington County. We have the jail, we have the care campus, we have a lot of facilities in the county, the treasurers, the auditors, that with the elections and things that we had to change this year, the money will be well used by Pennington County. But again, thanks to Governor for everything and her leadership that she has done for Pennington County and our cities in Pennington County. We've been working with many of the cities in Pennington County during this whole time. And, that money be well used by those cities as well. Thank you.
Other questions?
Can you tell us any more about the business relief you mentioned that we have to pay better dollars to replenish your loan fund or something, or what we want to stuff out there?
Well, we're hoping it'll be a small business program that will come in and not only help them with some of the revenue losses that they've seen in recent months because of the economic downturn, but that it would be flexible enough that we could build in an opportunity for them to be innovative and to be more successful into the future. So that would be a new program that we have to develop, so we would have to get the legislators to get some input as well. I do anticipate we could have a special session coming up in the next several months that they will want to weigh in on as well.
That would come from existing funding.
From the $1.25 billion. And again, I'll just remind everybody that the state directly received $1.25 billion utilized for COVID-19 response, but there also was many other dollars that came into the state in other areas. For instance, our tribes directly received funds from the federal government for COVID-19. Education received funds directly. The K-12 system and higher education all got funds that never came through the state of South Dakota, went right to those entities. So there's several other areas that federal resources came in that the state doesn't have anything to do with, but this $1.25 billion is what means to us that we are responsible to allocate the money.
Could you imagine that being more loans or grants?
You know, we're talking about it, but I think there are some specific requirements that incorporate grants. I'll let Liza speak to what she's seen for federal guidance so far, but I think grants is one of the options that needs to be considered. Yeah, so the $1.25 billion has to be spent by December 30th. So that's why a grant program would make more sense, as the fund has to be out the door by December 30th, 2020.
Sure.
Have you mentioned that some of the dollars going out for law enforcement salaries? I was wondering what would like qualify that? Would these be like law enforcement that came in for extra duties or regular shifts, or how does this affect you?
So at the end of May, the Treasury came out with additional guidance that said public safety and public health salaries would be deemed COVID related. And so what we've been doing, and that is on a South Dakota FAQ that we put out, number 7A, I believe, and 7 defines how that law enforcement, so the sheriff, the deputy, the police force, but then in a correctional officer, the jail, they're doing COVID-19 patients for inmates, but as law enforcement, police, sheriff, those would be deemed their personnel accessibility eligible.
Sure. So
say what's available to them is what was previously announced. There's no anticipated reductions to those grants that they would be eligible for, and that they could continue to submit those requests and they'll have all that time. Further questions?
Would any of those dollars have to go to like a mass testing event? Like, I know the Oyate Health Center here wants to do like a lot more mass testing for these patients. Is that something that's being covered by city and county money?
Yeah, it absolutely would be. If there was testing costs that the city and the county incurred, then absolutely that would be an eligible reimbursement expense. And some of the state costs as well have been covered by that revenue that's come into the state. And different entities, the tribes have reserved funds as well that they could utilize for mass testing in the future, but we also will be partnering with them to make sure that there's testing in those areas.
And then back to Lee's question, have we had any like inmates who've had COVID in this area that we have to like, I don't know, reimburse law enforcement for the handling of that?
I'll let the sheriff talk to in his facility. We did have an isolated incidents, one or two positive cases in the Department of Corrections that was dealt with, but just a big threat to see if they can tell you what that's
due. I didn't hear your question completely, but I understand you're asking about COVID cases in the jail. Yeah, we've stated that before. We've had inmates who tested positive COVID-19, also at clients who's really good care.
Has there been, like, an outbreak there, like, a large number of
inmates? It's very limited. I was on top of my head, but just a handful.
Something that would, like, go towards the money would have to come in for that kind of reward. I guess what expenses would need to be reimbursed for that?
Sure. When this was happening alone, this was the biggest expense. Right? The biggest expense in all this, we'll see staffing. Just head on our budget. That's the biggest expense we have anyway. So the statute to cover that, and then the additional testing we've done, the PPE that we purchased, and the additional precautions we're taking to make sure we mitigate any spread in our facilities. Thank you.
Further questions?